Dave and Fanula, weekdays from 3 to 6. Dave and Fanula.
You join us at a tumultuous time on the show. From the start, on Thursdays, we do songs to make you go mad. That's where we invite you to send us a song that will make people go, ah, remember that, I remember them. Today, a suggestion came from Kevin for the Pokemon theme song. It won the vote. It played in full. You had very strong opinions, positive and negative. We went about our business, but now we have come back.
Yeah, this is a winding story.
The first accusation came from one of our informers called Nikita.
Lads, I hate to be the one to tell you, but I think your friend Kevin there now, he either has a massive forum for the Pokemon song Go, or is a sheep down to a different radio station. Because yesterday there was a competition on the Jennifer Zaffarelli show to see what song could Ireland find that would prep or pump the Irish rugby team on Saturday. And I'm pretty sure Kevin suggested Pokemon Go, and it won. So, as I said, I think Kevin has gone up and down the coast of Ireland now, submitting Pokemon Go into any radio station that'll have him.
These are serious accusations to be made against one of the loyal listeners of our show, or are they truly loyal? Thank you, Nikita. More information has come to light.
Oh.
Kevin's on a mission, lads. He actually takes into the Ray Foley show there a few weeks ago for Lazy Radio. Asked them to play that too. I think Kevin's a little bit of a floozy, you know, radio floozy.
Oh, now come on. Can't be using language like that.
Well, if Philly is telling the truth and Nikita's telling the truth and it is the same Kevin, then he is getting round now.
We need to give him the opportunity to defend himself, because these are accusations.
He texted that it wasn't him.
Okay, all right, okay, okay.
But let's just ring him and give him his say. Come on, Kevin. Answer your phone, Kevin.
Hello?
Kevin.
Hello?
Kevin.
Yeah. Kevin.
Are you cheating on us, Kevin?
In fairness, I didn't hear this.
What?
What?
No, I'm not.
Were you texting 2FM yesterday, Kevin?
I wasn't, no.
And you stand over that, do you?
I do.
Kevin, you can have an open relationship as long as all parties know it's an open relationship. What would you say to that?
I agree, but that's not what happened. It came into my mind the other day and I said I must text that in next time I hear it. Next time I hear the show come on.
Okay.
So would you count? Would you count yourself as a big Pokemon fan?
No, it's just I listen to the song to make you go ah anytime I'm driving home from work, and this song came in to my head a week or so ago, so I texted in this morning or a few minutes ago.
Okay, well, obviously this comes as a shock that we make these serious allegations about a true loyal listener to I Radio on the show, but
I'm extremely offended.
Not that you welcome it, but would you accept that this show is sometimes a democracy and we do like to give people their opinions? Would you allow yourself to be the centre of a vote of confidence?
And what does this entail?
Us asking people, do they believe you or not?
Don't bother me what people believe, do what you want.
You're a man of his strong beliefs. You're going to stand by them and you say, no, I'm loyal to Dave and Fanula on iRadio. Isn't that it, Kevin?
That's it.
That makes it sound too much of a religion. Kevin, you can see who you want, but we like you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
He is fairly strong in his defence.
Oh, wait. Oh, we've got great informants. Lads, here's the audio yesterday from Jennifer Zamparelli. Oh my God, ye are good.
Right, scary big lads. You guys have texted in. We've had a lot of recommendations, but this texter has the answer. So, Ireland, you can do this after you listen to
She doesn't say Kevin.
No. That's not proof.
No. See, that's not comprehensive.
It's inconclusive.
Yeah.
We do a little bit more digging. But look, I'm Team Kevin for this one.
Do you believe Kevin? Is he a bit of a radio floozy? Or is it just by chance? What did you think of the phone call? 087 1102 107. Don't believe him at all. You can hear the lie.
No, come on now.
In that voice, Kevin is caught out. There's the first vote of no confidence from Morris. Do we believe Kevin? Personally, I won't give my opinion just yet. But yours. Vote of confidence. Yes, I believe Kevin. No, he's a radio floozy. Hey!
Dave and Fionnuala
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6 on iRadio.